All right, you got it on KHUM, 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. So NPA, known to do plays every once in a while, they are doing Wild Ghosts and Coward Spirits, a spooky musical comedy. And we've got three of the players here in the studio with me. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
So, it looks like someone has panned these. Oh, okay. Have we panned them? Okay, there we go. All right, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Well, I'm Rachel Post.
I'm Matea Denny.
And I'm Cairo Aguilar.
There we go. Fantastic. And now, how long have you guys been in NPA?
Well, I'm a senior. This is my fourth production with the big productions that we do every year.
I am a junior, and I actually just moved to the area, so this is my first production with NPA.
Where'd you move from?
Utah.
Wow, yeah. Utah.
All the way over there. Yep.
What part of Utah?
Utah County, about 30 minutes south of Salt Lake.
Okay, mm-hmm. Wow. And?
This is my fourth play. I am a senior. It's quite an experience.
It is. Now, NPA, or North Coast Preparatory Theater, or Preparatory Theater, if I pronounce it properly, the liberal arts are a big part of what you guys do.
Absolutely.
And you guys do a lot of performances. And I guess by now, being seniors and junior, that you're not too afraid of being up on stage anymore?
Oh, definitely not.
Well, yeah, we certainly get a lot of opportunities. We have our opera a la carte every year, and we've just did a dance performance, our first ever. So we're given a lot of, definitely a lot of different options for as far as performing goes. And in different realms as well. We also have our artist diploma performances at the end of every semester. And so if you've been working on something with a private teacher, you get to perform that in front of your classmates and their parents. And that's also, it can be somewhat of a warm-up for the annual plays that we do.
How many of you are thinking about going into theater as a profession?
I know, definitely. I am. It's something I've always really loved. And I think that NPA definitely gives you the resources that you need to prepare for a college-level education in theater or whatever you want to study. It's really a great environment for getting a full-rounded experience with your education. I've been really impressed ever since I came to NPA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I'm applying to schools for musical theater, and I'm going on auditions next month.
Wow.
But definitely one of the things that NPA does is it makes sure that your resume is rounded. So that it's not just all on one side of the scale. It's not just the arts. You also have a really strong background in the academics as well, which is really, really important for, making a good impression.
Fantastic. So, for the record, my oldest son, who didn't go to NPA, went to Eureka High, but he was very much into theater his whole time and went off to New York and went to a conservatory and is now an actor. But as I told him, I said, if this is the direction you want to go, learn waiting tables.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Absolutely.
Okay. He still does the acting, but he makes his living waiting tables. And in New York, it's pretty good. Yeah, pretty good living.
Absolutely.
So he is having fun.
Yeah.
He's making a living waiting tables. Because rent there is really, his apartment is like $1,700 a month. It's like,
yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's expensive.
Yeah. Well, there's no waiting tables in our play, really. It's definitely a high comedy kind of ordeal.
Let's hear about this comedy. Great segue, by the way. Let's hear about this comedy here.
Wild Ghost and Coward Spirit tells the story of the Otis family moving straight from America into 1920s Britain.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. They're straight out of the aristocracy, straight out of the military. They've got everything American life could offer. Straight, filled with money. And as soon as they come to Britain, they expect a life of comfort. Not much going on. That all turns around when they're introduced to one man, Sir Simon de Canterville, the ghost of Canterville Chase. It's a surprising story filled with twists and turns. You'll be surprised.
Wow.
Wow.
I've been that's working on that.
Quite a summary.
Yeah, that's pretty pretty accurate.
Yeah. It's a mixture of lots of Oscar Wilde stories and plays. So it's got a lot of those kind of spooky elements. And we have sprinkled it with a lot of Cole Porter songs.
I know. Yeah. Cole Porter music and Oscar Wilde. What a great combo.
Yes.
Yeah. And some Noel Coward music, as well as I think some of his characters.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a conglomeration of a lot of really great artists, and it just all comes together in this one big spectacle, really, and it's such a fun show. We're all having a lot of fun doing it. We're really, really, really excited to share it, so.
This is pretty cool, and I have not heard of this. Has this been done elsewhere, or did you guys make it up?
Oh, this is a original piece.
Yes. It was written by our director, Graetha Omi Stanger, and she came up with this by bringing in a lot of the influences of all of these people, Oscar Wilde, Noel Coward. And yeah, she wrote the whole thing, and this is the first time it's been performed.
So. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're taking virgin blood here.
So making its debut at NPA, and then after this, Broadway.
Definitely.
Yes, we'll see about that.
We're hoping.
But yeah, it'll be in the Gist Theater at HSU. Matei, you want to tell the times? And
yeah, it'll be January 19th through the 22nd, so this coming weekend. And tickets are $15 general and $10 for any students. And you can get them on brownpapertickets.com, or you can go to Wildberries in Arcata and buy them there. But it's sure to be such a great thing to bring families to. It's really fun. And yeah, we've just been working really hard, and we're really excited.
Well, anyone who's had kids go to Equinox is used to that theater, because they have they put on plays every year. And both my kids went there and were involved in those, and that was always a lot of fun. It's a fun theater. It's a one of those a little square. What do they call those? A black box theater?
It's not quite a black box, but it's definitely it's a lot more open than your regular, stage audience format.
It's a really cool space.
I'll tell you what it's really good at is getting hot when you have a full
audience. This is true. There aren't exactly windows in there.
Be glad you're doing it in the cool time of year.
Yes, exactly.
This is a good thing. So, fantastic. This is really great. You told us where you can get the tickets. How much are the tickets?
So they're $15 for general admission, but if you're a student anywhere, they're only $10.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. I think everyone should go and support theater.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And there's also matinees that you can go to as well that are on Saturday and Sunday. So if you have little kids, then that would be a great option. Or if you're just not into the night performances, there's a lot of options for different times to come see it.
We've got five different performances, so plenty of chances to see it if you're a busy person, which I'm sure most of you are.
How have rehearsals been going?
Very well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very hectic.
Yeah. it's an interesting thing that we do, because every year we only have 2 weeks in the theater. And I mean, you have odds and ends that definitely need tying up. And you have certain rehearsals before you get to the theater. But really, all the staging is done in those 2 weeks. It can be very hectic. But I think with the right leadership and with the right amount of teamwork, it goes pretty smoothly.
It's a lot like cramming for finals.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hard work that goes into it, and just a lot of people.
A little bit more
fun. Yeah. It's a lot more fun than cramming for finals. But yeah, a lot of people come together and put together such an amazing product in the end that is done in such a short amount of time. It's really amazing to see.
Yeah, it's really incredible, because we've got it's pretty much a full musical with dancing and with music that, our students have just learned and picked up just like that.
Is the music a cappella, or do you have an orchestra?
We have a small band.
A small student orchestra. Yes.
Yeah.
it's actually really amazing. The musicians, they've taken on so much and learned it in such amount of time. We're really grateful for them.
Something great about all of our performances is that a lot of other theater companies, you'll have students, and they'll do the acting, and maybe some things on the outside, and the rest is done by, for the most part, adults. And the adults have their, their own agendas. But here at our school, everything is participated by and almost, completely led by the students. Mm-hmm. We have our director, but she's hand in hand with us constantly. Mm-hmm. It's almost entirely our show.
Yeah. Which, I think, if anything, makes it really a lot more special than if it were, like Cairo's describing, a little bit less involved for the students.
Fantastic. So, again, it is called Wild Ghosts and Coward Spirits, a spooky musical comedy. It's at Gist Hall Theater. And give the run dates again.
It's January 19th through the 22nd, so this coming weekend.
Fantastic. So, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And we'll get this posted up on KM.com, too, along with a picture of these kids so you can see what they look like before you go and see them on the stage.